A recently released International Monetary Fund paper indicates that, quote, in the United States, the share of market income captured by the richest 10% surged from around 30% in 1980 to 48% by 2012, close quote. The paper also points out that the income share of the richest 1% increased from 8% to 19% over that period, but that even more striking was the fact that the income share of the richest 0.1% went from 2.6% to 10.4%. An article authored by Charles Blow highlights the findings of a study published last year in the Journal of Economic Perspectives, which found that the share of income going to the top 1% in America is higher than in other developed countries. At the same time, the situation for the poor has deteriorated and, most frustratingly, has become stubbornly resistant to improvement. U.S. poverty remains stuck at 15%. Among children, it is 22%. From an economic standpoint, everyone should be concerned, and not merely from altruistic perspectives. The International Monetary Fund points out that, quote, there is growing evidence that high income inequality can be detrimental to achieving macroeconomic stability and growth, close quote. For WIPR, I'm Anibon Basu.